A labor strike virtually shut down Israel for a day and a half this week. It was the third nationwide strike in the past 18 months. The latest clash is between Israel's labor unions and Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu says the only way to save Israel's economy is by privatizing industry and cutting social benefits. Labor leaders and social activists say Netanyahu's policies are only increasing poverty. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the Karmei Ha'ir soup kitchen in the center of Jerusalem, dozens of people are waiting in line even before the doors open at noon. Founded 8 months ago, Karmei Ha'ir used to serve 50 meals a day. Now it's up to 600 a day, and the staff can't keep up with demand. It's a unique place. The meals are brought to the tables by volunteer servers, and patrons have a choice of main courses. There's a box at the entrance for those who can afford to pay even a little. Moshe, who preferred not to give his last name, is a 45-year-old computer technician who lost his job 4 years ago. A father of six, he says he takes a 45-minute bus ride from his home to Karmei Ha'ir almost every day. Sometimes he brings his children. He says without this daily meal, he wouldn't have enough to eat.
It's a wonderful meal that they provide, and they do it out of the goodness of their hearts. They don't ask anything for it. And unfortunately, if a person is in need, then it's worth busing into town for.
Social activists say Israel must maintain a safety net to help the weaker sectors of society, like the elderly and single mothers. And until a few years ago, there were extensive social benefits, like special government grants for large families. But in the past few years, Benjamin Netanyahu has drastically cut those benefits in a bid to encourage people to go back to work.
People were caught in the honey trap of social benefits, but it's really a bitter trap. It means poverty for them, their children, and even their grandchildren. We need a free economy to break the cycle of poverty and create jobs. As soon as someone begins working, he can escape poverty.
Social activists disagree with Netanyahu's assessment. Roni Kaufman, a professor at Ben-Gurion University, says poverty is increasing sharply in Israel. He says more than 500,000 children are living below the poverty line.
Speaking about a third of the Israelis that they cannot provide for themselves. It's unbelievable.
Since he became finance minister 3 years ago, Netanyahu has clashed repeatedly with the head of the Federation of Labor Unions, Amir Peretz. Some Israeli analysts say it's personal. But most say it's a fundamental disagreement over the direction of the Israeli economy. Netanyahu is a strong believer in free market policies. He believes a tax cut for the wealthy will stimulate job creation. And he believes the number of people given government assistance should be cut sharply. But Israel is a country with strong socialist roots. It was founded by Eastern Europeans, many of whom believed the state should play an active role in social welfare. Roni Kaufman says this was the dominant model in Israel until the mid-80s.
We have to care for the weak. We have to provide the minimum living conditions for everybody. We shouldn't have hungry people in Israel. We shouldn't have such big social gaps. We should have a more planned economy.
That was the background to the latest strike. Virtually all of the country's public sector workers walked off the job to support some 20,000 local and municipal employees who had not been paid for months. Netanyahu was withholding their salaries until the city governments agreed to restructuring programs, including layoffs. Roni Kaufman says that for the first time in a long time, the stronger national unions struck in solidarity with the weak. In the end, the government was forced to pay the overdue salaries, but the battle over the direction of Israel's economy goes on. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.